With God, they will pay. Adelma told me the first time I met her, back when our sons were little traviesos in Barelas, she thought I was too soft and gentle. Una nice, smart girl who lives in church praying rosaries. And still, you know nothing? Do you think God will save your son? You have to let him fight, stand up for himself, and take shit from no one. She scared me, and she knew it. She told me she had come from Petaca in northern New Mexico. As a little girl walking home from school every day, the village bully would beat her up. The bully would then laugh, knowing that Adelma would never fight back. She had been taught to say, "Con Dios pagarán," and walk away. The bully mimicked her, mouthing the very same words that Adelma said, "Con Dios pagarán," until one day she surprised the bully and said, "From now on, you pay with me." From that day forward, the bully left her alone. She vowed that she would teach her sons to fight the bullies that crossed their path. 30 years later, I find myself sitting in the last pew at Sacred Heart Church for the baptism of Adelma's youngest grandson. I haven't been in this church in years, no longer that young, innocent Santita. Finally, I spot Adelma, her little head bobbing up and down in adoration of her grandson. She's so small and fragile, I find it hard to believe she spent her youth beating up bullies. Now, she's a devoted Catholic, making sure all her children and grandchildren attend church. Con Dios pagarán, holy words that echo from these sacred walls, choke my breath as I remember how much I refused to let my son fight. Adelma's sons became champion boxers. The oldest was killed in a fight. The youngest grew tough and aggressive, stumbling in and out of juvenile facilities and later prison. My son was his homeboy, serving time right along with him. There were days I wish I had never heard Adelma's story. Con Dios pagarán rumbles in the pit of my stomach every time I visit my son in prison, wondering what I could have done to stop it all. After the baptism, the priest holds Adelma's grandson up for the congregation to see. Such a sweet, angelic baby who just smiles and blows little bubbles. His father spent 12 years locked up in solitary. He was a fighter, always in trouble. He's so proud of this baby and wants only to be the best dad possible. Adelma spots me and smiles. She's so happy that I came, hugging me tightly. She tells me, "I'm getting so old. How do you stay so young? Híjola, still una real nice, smart girl." The baby's eyes lock with mine. His innocence swells my heart. I pray silently that this baby never encounters bullies, that he never enters the belly of the beast, that his family never has to visit him in prison. I pray for strength that he will just walk away and say, "Con Dios pagarán."